The Remembrance Day ceremony is one of the events which defines the nature of this school, really. What you're seeing is the entire school population, which is in excess of 1,100 boys and girls in the sixth form, and staff, everyone with a poppy, participating in a traditional Remembrance Day ceremony.
But we're not really just talking about a school event. I mean, you've been telling me that this draws people from across Hartford, a real community event, isn't it? Can you take me through the kinds of people that you do see here, in addition to the boys and girls here at the school?
We have visitors every year, lots of them old boys, some of them very old boys. They always come along for this. That in itself reflects the importance to the school and the way that it's been of this importance for many years. People from the local community, sometimes from County Hall, the local police station. We get visitors every year who come along. They're aware that there's something significant happening. And it's an event which draws people because of the atmosphere it creates.
And when we're talking about remembering the war dead, for most of us, we're talking about a part of history, a big part of history, but for the school, some deep-rooted pain, really, with where some of the boys actually landed up. Is that it's quite a personal event, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. This memorial that we're looking at was the idea of Major Kinman, who was the headmaster during the First World War. One of the stories about him is that he had a book in which he struck off the names or crossed the names of his students or ex-students who died during that war. And this memorial came as a result of that. So it's been there for that length of time. And I'm assuming that the ceremony which you see today has occurred without much change all that time. We have, as you see, we have members of the Royal British Legion who bear the flags. It's interesting to watch every year. There are two groups in particular I find interesting. One is the Year 7 boys, for whom this is entirely new, and they've not seen anything like this before. At first they're overawed, but they very quickly understand what's going on, and they never forget it. And indeed, I was talking recently to a couple of our old boys, who both said, we were talking about remembrance services, that when they do their 2-minute silence, and they both work in London, it's this ceremony at school that they think of, which is quite interesting because certainly I do one of the assemblies beforehand. We have 3 assemblies covering the whole school, and one of the questions I always ask them is who they're going to think of. That's quite a difficult question to answer for a 12, 13 year old boy, and the school's history can provide, if not their family history, can provide the answer to that. The other group I spoke of are the sixth formers. We take in at year 12 about 80 of our sixth formers, boys and girls, and repeatedly they will say later on, or when they're leaving school, what an impact this event had on them, both in terms of demonstrating the values of the school to somebody who's new to it but more able to understand it than a year 7 boy, and also helping them feel part of the whole British tradition of the remembrance ceremony, because here it's not just an idea, it's actually real.